I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The weather is getting warmer and the spring runs are starting for the state's warm water fish. We'll talk more about catching them coming up right after this. Chances to catch some of the warm water game fish in West Virginia will become exponentially easier in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Fish are coming out of their winter pattern and are trying to fatten up for the spawn, which is upon us. Jim Walker is the DNR fisheries biologist for most of the central West Virginia lakes.
They're getting in their pre-spawn mode. You know, that water temperature is humming around 60 degrees now, and they're starting to move from their deeper winter haven up to shallower water. You know, so they're finally getting a little more active, and anglers are starting to catch a few. Now, the weather has been fluctuating so much with the rain and, you know, the lake levels as well. So it's been difficult, I think, for some of the bass anglers. But as soon as this weather stabilizes, things are going to get great.
Great, because those fish, whether they be bass or other species, will be going more shallow, making them more easily targeted by anglers.
Yeah, walleye pretty much had their spawning run already. They're kind of one of the first species. And your muskies were pretty much follow this week and last week. And the bass won't be far behind. I know some crappie anglers have been having some pretty good success as well. So fish are really starting to stir.
Spawning behavior is a vulnerable time for fish. Prior to that, they are feeding voraciously and hitting any number of baits or lures. Once into the spawn, they're still in attack mode, but it's not the food they're after.
Yeah. So they're going to smack or protect their nest with anything that zips by. So that, right, is not necessarily a feeding instinct, but more of a protection.
Water temperatures dictate a lot of the activity in spawning, but the recent rainfall is also causing some fluctuation.
It's just a few more degrees. You know, you get up into the 65, 68 degree water temps, you know, they go from 10 feet to 4 feet real quick, and they're going to be real susceptible to being caught during that phase, you know, in practically all the reservoirs and small impoundments of the state.
But once those lakes do stabilize and the water temperatures stay in the 60s, look for all kinds of activity in those West Virginia impoundments. It's a good time to grab a rod and reel and wet a line. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is your DNR Wildlife Resources Report.